Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you the prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I point you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Word of God, word of life. Let us read the psalm responsively. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline my ear to save me.
Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold.
Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor.
For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young.
I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. My conditional
A reading from 1 Corinthians. If I speak in tongues of mortals and angels, who do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith as to move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and I hand over my body so that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to my childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide in these three, and in the greatest of these is love. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel at the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel at the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. This week has been exciting. At one point, Kay in the office turned to me and said, "I don't recognize the cars in the parking lot." Well, one was a minivan that has been loaned to this congregation to support our care for Afghan families who are evacuees and we're assisting to resettle. The others, it turns out, are vehicles for those who come to borrow that van so that they can drive the family to the places where they need to go. In addition to that, people have been stopping by throughout the week and dropping off items that were requested in that list last weekend. Many, many things kept coming in and crowding the narthex area and even being put into the room where we store them. This is a congregation that knows how to love God and to love its neighbor. There's more. You see, Pastor Alfie has been sharing glimpses of the conversations, but more so of the ministry ideas that have started to emerge from the cottage meetings that they have convened. You might recall that these meetings are intended to be a way for people of this congregation, indeed, participants of all kinds, to get acquainted with Pastor Alfie. And from these, ministry is bubbling up. Opportunities to think anew about faith formation. These are signs of God's love effervescing here at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. The inclusion team attended a five-hour training titled Building an Inclusive Church yesterday. Participants were equipped for the ministry of pondering together how this congregation can continually live into the stated value that all are welcome here. Sometimes that means we have to say more than all are welcome. There are times when I say and reference the LGBTQIA community, but sometimes we need to say specifically that lesbian people are welcome here. And gay people are welcome here. And bisexual people are welcome here. Transgender people are welcome here. Queer people are welcome here. Intersex people are welcome here. Asexual and pansexual people are welcome here. And more than that, we need to say out loud and prepare for welcoming black and brown people. And that indigenous people are welcome here. People of color are welcome here. And in fact, people who are not so sure about us are welcome here. The Wednesday morning Women in the Word group continues discussions using white fragility, why it's so hard for white people to talk about racism as their guide. The reading raises questions for many, and together they are wrestling their way through, wondering how this congregation is called beyond where it is to a place of deeper commitment to racial justice. There's an energy in this congregation that tells me the Holy Spirit is moving, is acting, is empowering the people of this congregation. What is best about this energy is that there are opportunities for everyone to get involved. There's a place for you. It is exciting. And at the same time, witnessing this energy brings me a sense of hope. I have to tell you, there is sometimes a voice in my ear that warns against getting too excited about this burgeoning ministry, or it will become pride. When individuals or groups of individuals start to do things because it helps them feel better about themselves or makes them look good in the public square, well, that gets things all messed up. At least that's Paul's point today. Over the past couple of weeks, this church has heard Paul wax eloquent about spiritual gifts. All who hear and read these passages are reminded that by God's grace, they are filled with the Spirit, endowed with spiritual gifts. Not all gifts are alike. The Holy Spirit decides who gets what, and what each gets is precisely what they need. And this church has heard Paul speak about all who participate in the life of the church needing one another and being specific in their roles. Any independence that people feel is grounded in the various ways that everyone depends on the rest of the community. Paul concludes by telling the people, you and me, but strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. And this is the moment where Paul begins naming the gifts, the abilities, the skills, and the actions that could so easily have members of that congregation in Corinth feeling pretty good about themselves. Top of the list, speaking in tongues. For some churches today, even that is the litmus test for whether somebody has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, understanding, knowledge, and even a full measure of faith. Each of these can also get people into trouble. Puff them up, Paul says elsewhere. Extraordinary generosity. Self-sacrifice. Those will certainly bring accolades from the world. Now, my father once told me that when he was named Volunteer of the Year in that small community, he knew it was time to move. Why? Because he understood that, well, at least as he understood it, behind every volunteer who was named Person of the Year was too often a whole trail of neglected other relationships. Typically family relationships. What Paul tells the church is that all those things are worthless, absolutely worthless, if they are not grounded in the more excellent way. And the more excellent way is love. Skipping over all those attributes of love, some of you can recite them at will, I'm confident. Love is patient, love is kind. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In short, love is big. 1 John tells us that God is love. That suggests that any love we can muster is the love of God. spilling out of us. Beyond that, Paul calls the church to humility. What this people can understand, what this people can know is limited, can only be seen dimly. There will be a time when the people of God will know fully, with clarity. In the end, it all comes down to God's love. That love empowers us to act in and through love. I trust that all those ministries that are continually bubbling up at St. Andrew's, those that have been happening for years as well, are signs of God's love and of this congregation's core commitment to love neighbor in service.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.